WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
A star is born. ISIS on the defensive. I'm Christopher Cruz. Actress Debbie Reynolds has died. A day after the death of her daughter, Carrie Fisher, she was rushed to a hospital in Los Angeles Wednesday from her son Todd Fisher's home, where she had gone to talk about plans for her daughter's funeral. Correspondent Jim Roop.
It's another devastating loss for Hollywood and the family. Her son, Todd Fisher, brother of Carrie Fisher, who died the day before, told Variety that his mother wanted to be with Carrie. He said she was heartbroken under a lot of stress over her daughter's death.
The 84-year-old Reynolds reportedly had a stroke. A now two-month-long offensive by Iraqi troops to retake Mosul from ISIS continues today, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. And the New York City Police Department has announced that its 160 officers who practice the Sikh religion can now wear beards and turbans while in uniform. I'm Christopher Cruz. Sanctions expected to be imposed on Russia today for its interference in the 2016 presidential election. Economic sanctions and diplomatic measures, as well as cyber operations, are expected. The U.S. says Russia used hacked emails to try to harm Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and influence the election. President-elect Donald Trump continues working on the transition from his home in Palm Beach, Florida. Correspondent Sunlan Serfati says Trump is becoming more accessible to reporters.
Really a grab bag of topics, talking about the questions about his charitable foundation and what might become of that. Also, notably, talking about Secretary of State John Kerry's speech on the Middle East today at the State Department, and also touching on this kind of public spat that has emerged between him and President Obama over the last few days.
Airbag manufacturer Takata said to be close to reaching a $1 billion settlement with the U.S. Justice Department over defective inflators in their airbags. I'm Christopher Cruz.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Uber has suspended one of its drivers who's been accused of driving away with a woman's 2-year-old son inside the car. The driver apparently unaware that the mom, 30-year-old Adrian Douglas, had been left behind. Police had to chase the car down. Uber says the driver's behavior did not appear to be malicious, but he's been suspended while they investigate and could be permanently deactivated. Flags in Maryland are at half-staff today to honor a fallen soldier from Montgomery County.
Sergeant First Class Alan Brown of Tacoma Park died earlier this month at Walter Reed National Medical Center. Back on November 12th, a suicide bomber detonated an improvised explosive device inside the base at Bagram, Afghanistan. Governor Larry Hogan now ordering flags to be lowered for the day in Brown's honor. He's the second soldier from Tacoma Park in recent months to die from wounds suffered in Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant Adam Thomas was killed by a bomb blast back in October. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Waldorf man accused of setting his house on fire while his wife and children were inside has now been arrested in North Carolina. The fire occurred December 15th in a house in Waldorf. Investigators say after an argument with his wife, 40-year-old Eric White set the house on fire. The fire marshal's office says no one was hurt, but the fire did cause $35,000 in damage. And Virginians will get a chance to weigh in on Governor Terry Unkolff's proposed budget amendments next week. The General Assembly's House Appropriations and Senate Finance Committees will hold a series of public hearings Wednesday, including one in Fairfax County. One of Unkolff's budget proposals is to cut state funding for public universities and colleges. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,834, the NASDAQ at 54,39. Sports, the Wizards beat Indiana. College basketball, Virginia upsets Louisville. Virginia Tech wins, Georgetown loses. NHL, the Caps host New Jersey tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs. programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Big problem in Woodbridge this hour. Gordon Boulevard at 95 southbound. A lot of police activity because of a hazmat situation. So the on and off ramps to 95 southbound there are blocked. Some overnight construction on 270 northbound right after 109. The right lane is blocked. That should be clearing not too long from now. As for the Beltway's outer loop between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, it's a 12-minute commute. And the inner loop from 50 to Pennsylvania Avenue, about 10 or 11. This report brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories west and north, places like Front Royal, Winchester, and up toward Hagerstown. It's rain here, cold rain at that, then some sun this afternoon. Gusty wind 52. Colder tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, gusty winds in the afternoon, 41, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Centerville, 36 in Olney, 40 degrees in Washington. Hollywood has lost another star just a day after it lost her famous daughter. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, sunbeam puts a smile through. Good morning to you and you and you and you. Good morning.
Listen, it is the greatest morning song ever written. From Singing in the Rain, Good Morning. And let's just take a minute to listen to that amazing voice Debbie Reynolds had at 19 years old.
If we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning.
Yes, good morning. It is 5:07. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Larry O'Connor here. Brian Wilson continues his vacation, and we're going to talk about Debbie Reynolds and look back on her life and the tragedy of her death yesterday, just 24 hours after her daughter died. Lots to talk about there. Plus, we've got lots in the news, too. 705 Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, will join us to talk again about this growing crime problem in America, especially in America's urban cities, like, well, here in Washington, D.C. 735 Joe Concha about Donald Trump and his relationship with the media. 805, we're going to check in with Bill Kristol and get his reaction to an extraordinary speech from our Secretary of State, John Kerry, yesterday, and the future relationship with Israel. And then at 835, we'll round things out with Jake Tapper. Once again, I am Larry O'Connor, Brian Wilson, on vacation, and we'll get you through the morning as best we can with our thoughts and prayers with Debbie Reynolds and her daughter, Carrie Fisher. Let's turn right now to that speech by John Kerry yesterday. It truly is a remarkable one, and Republicans in town, and many Democrats, by the way, including Chuck Schumer, the minority leader of the Democratic Party in the Senate, have spoken out against Secretary of State Kerry and the Obama administration, and there are some options available to Republicans to push back on the Obama administration and to actually do something to punish the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian organizations in Israel, and also try to move to block this UN resolution and the Obama administration's walk toward basically shifting the balance of power in the Middle East, specifically in the state of Israel, to the Palestinians rather than our ally, the only democratic state in that area, the state of Israel. So I want to hear from you if you think the Republicans can do anything right now, even before President Trump is inaugurated. What do you think they should do? Or do we need to wait for a new commander-in-chief? And what can Donald Trump do to push back against what the Obama administration is doing on their way out shutting the door behind them, but also slamming the door in Israel's face. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I've got audio of John Kerry yesterday. I'm sure you've heard a little bit of it at this point, but there are a couple of important moments that need to be pointed out. But let me tell you first what, according to Josh Rogan over at the Washington Post, what Senate Republicans are considering right now. Most of them sound small. Reading from his column yesterday afternoon, you know, passing a resolution that would bar funding that might go to implementing any of the anti-settlement resolutions out of the UN, withdrawing the United States from UNESCO, which is a UN organization that oversees the funding and oversees the resolution that they, it was actually passed in the Security Council, passing legislation to protect the settlers who are in these areas, who could very well be under threat of eviction through world courts or through violence from the Palestinians. By the way, many of those settlers are American citizens. Many American citizens have left here and taken up the cause in Israel. They've retained their citizenship here, but they also believe, as many Americans believe, that the strength and future and prosperity of a Jewish state in Israel is vital to our security, our world security. And so they have taken up the cause, and they've moved into some of these areas to help our ally. And they need protection as well, now that they're incredibly vulnerable to attack because of the Obama administration's actions in the United Nations. I'm also reading from Josh Rogan's article. Senators are also looking at ways to withhold U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority or perhaps punish the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, representative office here in Washington. Did you know that? Did you know that the PLO, this terrorist organization, still has an office in Washington, D.C., and we acknowledge them and have a relationship with them? The PLO. It's like having a, you know, it's like having a relationship with Al Qaeda. It's like having a direct, you know, diplomatic relationship with Hamas or Hezbollah. Back to the article. Senators looking for ways to withhold U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority or even the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Republicans in the Senate don't plan to wait for Trump is actually in office. Aides said they expect action as soon as senators return to Washington next week. So, what can they do? And is this time? Is it time to seriously reconsider whether we are going to be a part of the United Nations at all? Should we continue our relationship with the United Nations if they are going to continue to push this anti-Israel and, as far as I'm concerned by extension, anti-American agenda? 888-630-9625. Listen to John Kerry yesterday giving this speech. It was remarkable, but I think this was the most remarkable moment.
They can choose to live together in one state, or they can separate into two states. But here is a fundamental reality. If the choice is one state, Israel can either be Jewish or democratic. It cannot be both.
A remarkable statement, and one that changes American policy toward the state of Israel that has been well established for decades. Now, I understand that we've moved in the direction of having a two-state solution, but to suggest that Israel can either be Jewish or democratic, but it can't be both, defies the reality of what Israel was always meant to be. If Israel is not a Jewish state, then there's no reason to have Israel at all. Can you imagine John Kerry or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton going up and giving a speech decrying the violence between India and Pakistan? There's a lot of violence between India and Pakistan. There's a lot of terrorism that goes on between India and Pakistan. These are two countries that hate each other. And whenever I argue on behalf of Israel to an Israel hater, to somebody, and an Israel hater, for the most part, usually hates Israel because they are Jewish. Now, I'm not saying someone who hates Israel is, by definition, anti-Semitic. But when you confront them on the fact that the only reason they hold Israel to a different standard than any other country has to be because they're Jewish, they start to actually face that reality and realize, oh, well, no, that's not true at all. It has nothing to do with them being Jewish. And then just turn to them and say, really? So where's all the rhetoric about Pakistan? Pakistan and Israel have parallel journeys on the planet. They were both created around the same time. They were both created by UN resolution, or at least they were endorsed and given authority via UN resolution. And they were both defined out of pre-existing geographic and geopolitical boundaries with only one distinction: the religion of the people who lived in that country. Pakistan didn't always exist as Pakistan. Pakistan was part of India. But there was all this terrorism and strife between the Hindus and the Muslims in that area. And politically, the Muslims decided to create their own state carved out of what was India. And they defined themselves as a Muslim nation. That's exactly what Israel did. But can you imagine John Kerry or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton saying that Pakistan can either be Muslim or democratic, but it cannot be both? Of course not. And you can say that about any of the Muslim countries. Look at all of those countries in the Middle East right now that have a crescent star on their flag or have Arabic language in their flag with a sword, like Iraq or Saudi Arabia. And those are the Arab language, by the way, that you see that written in Arabic. Those are quotes from the Quran. Those are religious states, Muslim states, just like Israel with the Star of David. But apparently Israel's the only one who can't also be can't be Jewish and democratic, or Jewish and its own nation at the same time. All right, more audio here, but I really get worked up with John Kerry, and I want to take your calls. 888-630-9625, but first, it's 515. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Larry. We had some problems in Woodbridge, a hazmat situation, the Prince William Parkway westbound at Smoketown Road. That has been cleared. Actually, this is the other problem in Gordon Boulevard. This is where the hazmat situation is. And we have police and the fire department on the scene, so both the on and off ramps to 95 southbound are blocked. In Davidsonville, Route 214, Central Avenue West at Vicksburg Drive, there is a crash. And in 95 in Virginia, northbound between Dale City and the Capitol Beltway, it's a 15-minute commute. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to 270 Spur, it's a 13-minute commute. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And speaking of singing in the rain, it's raining out there, but don't worry. You know, sing a little song as you walk to your car. And be aware, though, that depending on where you live, if you live north of Washington, D.C., or maybe further out west, you might be seeing some white stuff mixed in with the snow. Now that's going to break into sun this afternoon in the skies around high of 52 eventually today. So it's definitely going to warm up. But yeah, on your way in, you're going to get wet. Tonight, clear skies, low around 35, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Gusty winds developing in the afternoon, high of 41 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's 40 degrees at 517 on WMAL. Washington comes to talk.
Two-state solution is the only way to achieve a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, living in peace and security with its neighbors.
So I got a question, and listen, I keep hearing this all the time. Oh, well, we're not saying that Israel can't be Jewish. They just have to split off these territories so the Palestinians can have their own state and then Israel continue to be Jewish. Well, what about all the Muslims who live in the boundaries that would be this Israel-Jewish state standing on its own? Don't they have a voice then? What? So when they step up and say, well, hold on. You're saying that if I want to continue to practice my Muslim faith, then I need to move out of here and go over into this newly created Palestinian state that you've just carved out here? Why are you displacing us? I'm happy with my home. And in fact, yeah, the Muslims are real happy living in Israel because they are probably freest to practice their religion than in any other nation across the Middle East or across the world, except for the United States of America. If you're a Sunni or a Wahhabi Muslim, let's see you try to practice freely and openly the way you want to in Iran. If you're a Shia, let's see you try to practice freely and openly in the nation of Saudi Arabia and see what happens. If you believe that women should wear a burqa, that's kind of frowned upon in Jordan and also in Iran, by the way, in many parts of Iran and in Egypt. Also Morocco. But if you believe that a woman is fine if she just wears a scarf on her head, well, that's frowned upon. And I could go on and on. But in Israel, Muslims can practice however they want, and they do. It's the freest, and don't even get me started on the Christians. As Bibi Netanyahu said yesterday, Israel is the only place where Christians in the Middle East can actually celebrate Christmas. So what's the solution? 888-630-9625, because the Obama administration and John Kerry, Secretary of State, yesterday just made everything worse in the Middle East with this speech and with the UN resolution last week. Roger in Bethesda, you're first up on WMAL. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning. First, this is obviously the last howl of a failed administration, which utterly did not get its way in the Middle East. Look at Egypt now. Look at Israel. That's number one. Number two, I'm waiting for the speech which says you can either be an Islamic State or democratic, but not both. I don't think they ever said that.
By the way, Roger, it's true. I mean, if you practice Sharia law and you're an Islamic State, that by definition is counter to the democratic process, is it not?
You betcha.
I mean, if you truly are a Muslim state, if you truly do incorporate Sharia law into your constitution and into the way your nation runs, by definition, you are a dictatorship.
You bet.
Roger, thank you. Happy New Year to you. David and Sterling, you're on WMAL. What do you say, David?
Good morning.
Hi.
One of the facts of history that a lot of people have lost sight of is the fact that there already is a Palestinian state. If you look at a map from 1930, the area of Israel and Jordan were both called Palestine. And then a little bit later, what we now call Jordan is called Transjordanian Palestine. And it was only in the 1940s that it became known as Jordan. But basically, the people living there were just as Philistine as the people living in present-day Israel. All the people who now claim to be Philistines come from as far away as Mauritania and Mindanao. It's ridiculous.
Well, and David, isn't it true that the one nation over in that area outside of Israel that really doesn't want there to be a Palestinian state on what we call the West Bank is Jordan? King Abdullah, the last thing he wants is for there to be a free and independent, not that it would be free, but an independent Palestinian state on his western border.
That's true. The Philistines tried to gain control of his country back in 71, I think it was. And, he knows as well as the Israelis do that 90% of the people claiming to be Philistines really have no ethnic relation to the country.
Yeah, thank you, David. And there's one other point really quickly that I want to make, and I do want to hear from you. Is it time for the U.S. to seriously consider pulling out of the U.N. or evicting them from the Upper East Side of Manhattan and taking serious action against that body that forced this issue? And by the way, it's not just the U.N.'s fault. We went along complicitly, the Obama administration did, in their final month. When I say we, I mean the United States of America, because he's acting on our behalf. I'll make this last point about the Palestinians in a moment and also take your calls. 888-630-WMAL. Stay with me. It's 523.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org. Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Larry. In Woodbridge, Gordon Boulevard at 95 southbound, there is police activity because of a hazmat situation. The on-ramps and off-ramps to 95 southbound there are blocked. The George Washington Parkway southbound from the Capitol Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 15-minute commute. 66 eastbound from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, more like 10. And 270 headed south from 121 to the Beltway, it's a 21-minute trip. We have no mass transit issues at the moment. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather and a wet morning coming in as the mild air will win out. West and north winter weather advisories. Any rain around here, the district this morning will end. Breaks of sun later. Gusty winds 52. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
40 degrees, 526 on WMAL. One last thing, this whole two-state solution. The Oslo Accords. Remember that? Anyone remember the Oslo Accords? Bill Clinton standing there with Yitzhak Rabin and Yasser Arafat, shaking hands. Everything's going to be great. And that allowed the PLO then to become the PNA, the Palestinian National Authority. They were going to prove that they could govern themselves. They were going to prove that they could have free and fair elections. They could prove that they were ready to step up and be their own nation. And within 10 years, we have the Second Intifada, where terrorism started all over again. And people were getting murdered in the streets. And by the way, that's happening now. We're seeing a mini intifada right now. And here we are, what is it, almost the end of 2016. It's been since 1994 that they had their own little government there in the West Bank, and they still refuse to acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. Russ in Roundhill, real fast here on WMAL. Russ.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's on so many levels this was wrong.
Oh, Russ, wait, your phone dropped right, and I really wanted to hear what you said. We'll continue with this all morning long. And at 8:05, Bill Kristol, a stalwart defender of Israel and critic of the Obama administration's policies there, will be our guest. It is 5:28 on WMAL.
You know, back when you bought your current home, chances are it was the biggest purchase you had ever made. And now that you've made the decision to sell, take my advice and call Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar for your home. You see, any local agent can hold an open house. But Frank already has the buyers lined up, and his aggressive marketing system gets homes sold faster and for an average of 8% more than other local agents. Greg was retiring and needed to sell his $1 million home in Old Town Alexandria. Frank marketed to his list of qualified buyers, and it sold within 3 weeks for full asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
Coming up, remembering Debbie Reynolds, the passing of a Hollywood legend, and in tragic fashion, just 24 hours after the death of her daughter. We've got plenty to say about it. We've got some audio to play, including an exclusive interview that the two of them gave to Oprah Winfrey about 5 years ago that has the two of them singing a duet together for the first time ever on national television. You're going to want to hear all of this. Keep it right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Just a day after the death of actress Carrie Fisher, her mother, actress Debbie Reynolds, has also died.
Hollywood is floored and just devastated. And what happened was Todd Fisher telling CNN, he's the son of Debbie Reynolds, that his mother was having breathing problems, that they were planning the funeral. She was raced to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, where she passed away at the age of 84. He said earlier in the day, she said that she missed Carrie. And now she is with Carrie.
Correspondent Paul Verkammen. New this morning, a Russian military official says analysis of the black boxes from the plane that crashed the other day in the Black Sea finds no indication of an explosion. Russian officials have insisted they do not think terrorism was the cause of the crash. A helicopter crash has killed two service members in Texas.
An Apache helicopter and two crew members with the Texas National Guard were on a training mission. They crashed about 25 miles from the base where they took off south of Houston.
Our thoughts and prayers are with their family.
Chief Warrant Officer Glenn Webb says the Texas National Guard is now trying to figure out what happened.
Our pilots are very competent and they're well trained.
He says both crew members had years of experience with the helicopter and would train as often as necessary to stay proficient. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
A man who ran a red light in D.C., causing a crash that killed his passenger, has now been charged with second-degree murder. The accident happened October 12th at Suitland Parkway and Stanton Road. 26-year-old Lawrence Dukes ran a red light and hit a bus, killing 19-year-old Tyre Donnell Bailey. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,834, the Nasdaq at 54,39. Sports, John Wall has a season-high 36 points as the Wizards beat the Pacers. College basketball, Virginia and Virginia Tech both win, Georgetown loses. Hockey, the Caps host the Devils tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend, so don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, in Woodbridge, we're still dealing with a hazmat situation. Gordon Boulevard at southbound 95, the on and off ramps are closed. We're seeing some building volume, too, now, northbound on 395 from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. In Davidsonville, there's a crash, Route 214 at Vicksburg Drive. A driver into a deer or the other way around, but still a problem there. The outer loop of the Beltway from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to 95, it's an 8 to 10-minute commute. And the inner loop from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge to Van Dorn Street, more like 8 or 9 minutes. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories west and north with mainly a cold rain here this morning. It'll be tapering off and we'll get a little sun this afternoon. Make it near or above 50 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Leesburg, 39 in Hyattsville, 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 537. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Rod Wheeler. Former D.C. homicide detective talk about this increase in violent crime in our cities. And we'll talk about what can be done about it. At 7:35, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, to talk about Trump's relationship with the media going forward. 8:05, we'll have Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard to reflect on John Kerry's remarkable and infuriating speech yesterday about the state of Israel. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor. Brian Wilson continues his holiday vacation.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
It looked like a fake news headline, a hoax, a you gotta be kidding me kind of thing, but it's true. Yesterday, Debbie Reynolds died of a stroke at the age of 84. Of course, Debbie Reynolds, not just Hollywood royalty, not just a star whose career encompassed decades going back to the late 40s and early 50s, but also Debbie Reynolds was the mother of Carrie Fisher, who died the day before. And it's like a Hollywood script. Can you imagine? And apparently her final words were, "I want to be with Carrie." The two of them really did have a classic mother-daughter, dysfunctional, loving, perfectly imperfect relationship that we saw play out before our eyes. Sadly, I think many of the troubles that Carrie Fisher had came from the fact that their relationship played out before our eyes. But before Debbie Reynolds was Carrie Fisher's mom, before she was the mother of Princess Leia, she was such a star in her own right. And we've got some audio that we want to play for you that really is amazing, but also a little heartbreaking, of Debbie and Carrie together. But think about the life that she had. Debbie Reynolds, plucked from obscurity as a teenager, growing up in Burbank, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. And in her fourth film credit, she drove down to Culver City every day to the MGM studios and appeared in a new movie, a musical, with Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor, a movie that would instantly create her fame and make her a Hollywood icon, Singing in the Rain. Listen to that voice, 19 years old, and listen to the richness and maturity in that voice. And think about it, you're a teenager. You've done a couple of movie roles just in the chorus, you know, bit parts, and suddenly you're starring in a musical, an MGM musical, opposite Gene Kelly. And then when you do the scenes with the second banana male lead, it's Donald O'Connor. And you're up there dancing right alongside those two and singing right alongside those two. A remarkable, remarkable and daunting idea for any young performer. But she rose to the occasion. She held her own in every single scene with those two.
Good morning. Good morning.
Could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning.
Might be just as iffy if we was in Mississippi.
And to bring this back to the parallels of her life with Carrie Fisher, her daughter, think about this for a minute. This was 1952. Again, she was 19 years old. And here we are on the day of her death, or the day after her death. She dies at the age of 84. 70 years later, and what do we say? What do we think of with Debbie Reynolds? We go back to that movie, just like with Carrie Fisher. You know, Debbie Reynolds dies, you think, oh my God, Singing in the Rain, at 19 years old. Carrie Fisher dies, and you know, she wrote books. She was in When Harry Met Sally, a huge movie. She was in a bunch of great movies. She did her own play. She was a screenwriter. But Carrie Fisher dies, and the only thing you think of, Princess Leia, her second film. She was barely the same age as Debbie Reynolds when she did that movie. Isn't that something? And I wonder if that is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, think about being defined by the achievement that you had when you were a 19 or 20 years old, and have that define the rest of your life and be the thing that everyone talks about after you die. It's a fascinating thing to think about, actually. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know. I think it may have been hard on Carrie Fisher, certainly, to have that kind of fame so early without the stable grounding that our culture provided a young actress like Debbie Reynolds back in the 50s. When you're a young actress and you're shot to international stardom in the 70s, the freewheeling, love the one you're with and do whatever drugs that make you feel good kind of culture the 70s brought you, you end up with a very different outcome than the culture that Debbie Reynolds was living in the 50s. She became sort of the Kardashian of her time when she had a Hollywood wedding with Eddie Fisher. And then, you know, the matron of honor at that wedding was her good friend in Hollywood, Elizabeth Taylor. And after Carrie was born, and I believe they had a son as well, suddenly Elizabeth Taylor turns to Eddie Fisher and the two of them have a very public love affair. And it becomes an ugly divorce, the stuff of tabloids. I'm not kidding when I say Kardashians. We didn't have reality TV. We didn't have cable TV. Hell, we barely had TV at all. But all of the Hollywood magazines, all of the newspaper columns, all of the gossip columns, it was all about Eddie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, and Elizabeth Taylor. And she made it through. And you know, I have I've got a personal memory with Debbie Reynolds, because a lot of people don't know this. She became an entrepreneur. She became a real estate maven in Southern California. She bought up some businesses. She ran some businesses, including some rehearsal studios in Burbank that people who worked in the entertainment business often used, the Debbie Reynolds Studios in Burbank. Back when I was in the entertainment business, I used to deal with her. I'll tell you some of my memories. And also, we have audio of Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher from just 5 years ago. They appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. There's some We've got some comments that they made about each other, and then also a duet that they sang. And we'll play that for you. You got to hear the two of them talking about each other, singing with each other, because, well, forever at this point, Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher will always be linked together, given the fact that they passed away, mother and daughter, within 24 hours. What a story. And we have more for you. So keep it right there. You're going to want to hear it. It's 544.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
545 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here comes Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, thank you. In Woodbridge, Gordon Boulevard at 95, we have ongoing police activity. Been there for quite a while. We're dealing with a hazmat situation, so the on-ramps and off-ramps to 95 southbound remain closed. Some good news regarding some work crews overnight on 270 northbound right after 109. They are now gone. 95 northbound in Virginia from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, a 13-minute trip. We're beginning to see some building volume here. Checking the inner loop of the Beltway between Route 50 and Pennsylvania Avenue, it's about a 10-minute trip. The outer loop between the Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, about 12 or 13. Mass Transit on or near schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a liquid event this morning, seeing the rain around off to the west and north. Some winter weather and winter weather advisories. So if you are from a line from basically Harrisonburg through Front Royal and Hagerstown, it points just to the east of that up near Frederick in Maryland. There is a chance you may see some snow or sleet. Other than that, it's rain here closer in. Some sun this afternoon, some gusty winds, 52. Tonight, clear 35 and windy. Wind developing again tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Sam's Club.
This New Year's Eve, make your party prep simple with the help of Sam's Club. Shop the club and save on easy-to-serve foods like gourmet party trays starting at just $9.98. Hurry to Sam's Club to sample delicious New Year's favorites. See club for details.
Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near?
How many young girls were named Tammy after this song became a hit?
You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of.
Such an effortless performer. Not just her dancing, but the singing. And how do you get a youthful sound and a mature sound at the same time? It's really something. By the way, I'm told on Twitter by Bulldog6 on Twitter that song that I played from Singing in the Rain, Would You, was also, that was dubbed. That was Betty Royce, a voice double that did a lot of dubbed music back in the day, was dubbed for that song, and I didn't know that. And that's pretty ironic considering one of the storylines of, a big part of the storyline of Singing in the Rain is that they used Debbie Reynolds' voice to dub the silent screen actress who was moving to talkies, and she had a, you remember, you know, she had the terrible voice, she talked like this. Anyway, I did deal with Debbie Reynolds a couple of times, and it was an amazing thing. I rented out a rehearsal space for a couple of different shows that I was working on when I was in Southern California in the theater business, and Debbie Reynolds Studios was one of the best studios to use in Burbank, and I was trying to get a discount on the rental space because we were going to be there for 4 weeks and it was a nonprofit organization that was renting the space. And, you know, sometimes you ask for a deal. That was part of my job. I would negotiate. And finally, the manager of the space said, listen, I can't do anything more for you, but you can always talk to Debbie. And I said, Debbie who? And she said, Debbie Reynolds. I said, wait, Debbie Reynolds actually is involved in running this place? She said, sure, of course. I just assumed that somebody used her name, you know, and I negotiated, and she was great. She said, tell me about the organization, and I told them the nonprofit and what they did and why they didn't. She says, of course, darling, we'll give you a break here, and then she worked it out, but she wouldn't let me park in her parking space. That was a big deal. There was a parking space there that always said reserved for Debbie Reynolds, and it was empty often, but boy, if you parked in her parking space, you were in big trouble. Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds both appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and they talked about each other and their tumultuous relationship that was played out on screen in the movie version of Postcards from the Edge, the semi-biographical novel that Carrie Fisher wrote about her relationship with her mother. As dysfunctional and codependent as it was, it also was incredibly loving.
The funniest thing is my mother goes on the road and works. She gets up and puts her face on and her hair on, and she's just this, she's alive at a time in her life when a lot of people are getting ready not to be. My mother is bigger than ever. I believe my mother knows now, but if she doesn't, it would be good if she did, that I take her advice, that I follow her example, that I respect who she is, and am glad that if that I'm like her in any way, I'm very, very happy that I am.
What a wonderful thing for Debbie Reynolds to be able to hear those words from her daughter, Carrie Fisher, after so long. But this part of the interview that Debbie Reynolds said about her daughter Carrie really struck me, especially considering the tragic events of the last 24 hours and how she ended up giving up on life, frankly, after the loss of her daughter. Listen to Debbie Reynolds reflecting on Carrie Fisher.
I would say that Carrie and I have finally found happiness. I admire her strength in survival. I admire that she is alive, that she has chosen to make it. It would have been easy to give up and to give in and to keep doing drugs. I always feel, as a mother does, that I protect her. Who will do that when I'm gone?
Wow. Let's finish this remembrance up with a remarkable bit of audio. This is Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher singing a duet together. You know, Debbie Reynolds was doing the musical Irene, I believe it was, on Broadway when Carrie Fisher was still quite young, and she would bring Carrie out on stage sometimes to sing with her at the curtain call and at various clubs around New York, but they had never performed in mass media television or films together until this moment 5 years ago. Listen.
Happy days are here again.
Bonded by blood and family and bonded by Hollywood fame and stardust. Rest in peace, Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, mother and daughter. Time now to check in with El Rushbo.
Back in the 1990s, school administrators in New York and Los Angeles devised a plan to combat the spread of HIV/AIDS. They decided to give away condoms to junior high and high school students. The idea took off. Soon, school districts all over the country were handing out condoms to teenagers, encouraging them to have sex early and often, as long as it was safe sex, because there was no way we can stop them anyway, they said. Well, it's almost 25 years later now, and we are seeing how it worked out, thanks to a study examining the massive condom giveaway. Researchers wanted to know if the free condoms had any effect on teen pregnancy rates. The short answer is yes, it did. The study was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, shows clear evidence that access to condoms in schools leads to an increase in teenage fertility. Bottom line, schools gave teenager condoms and permission to have sex, and teenagers rose to the occasion. They had sex. Now, who could have predicted that? Well, lots of people predicted it. I predicted it. But those who opposed the condom giveaways are ridiculed by liberals for advocating that teens be taught abstinence. That was also back when the president, Bill Clinton, was getting Lewinsky's in the Oval Office from his intern while claiming that it wasn't really sex. So we learned 25 years later that liberals were wrong again. Of course, they're not going to be held to account for screwing up the country because they never are.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hitti Traffic Canyon Traffic Center.
Good morning, Larry. We are seeing some building volume now on the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the bridge, the 11th Street Bridge. It's up to 8 minutes your travel time. That's a little bit longer than it would normally take you. The Parkway, George Washington Parkway, headed north from the 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway. It's a 13-minute trip, 66 westbound from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway, more like 12. In Woodbridge, still some problems there. A hazmat situation going on. Gordon Boulevard at 95 southbound. Police activity closing the on and off ramps there. And an accident in Maryland Route 100 westbound at 97. They have pushed it over to the right shoulder. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather and a wet morning coming in as the mild air will win out. West and north winter weather advisories. Any rain around here in the district this morning will end. Breaks the sun later. Gusty winds 52. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees at 5:57.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump. Even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Attention Oriental Rug Lovers. Pooshan World of Rugs remaining inventory of fine hand-knotted rugs will be auctioned on Sunday, January 1st at 3 p.m. and on Monday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. No reserve on many pieces. Preview daily from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. and 2 hours prior to auction. Free hors d'oeuvres and drinks served during the auction. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane in North Bethesda. Call 301-770-RUGS. That's 301-770-7847.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Donald Trump is not the most admired person in America. He came in second. We'll tell you who came in first, but also more importantly, who do you admire? 888-630-9625, the most admired.